Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the unsolicited opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, it's a great life if you don't weaken, right? Well, you know, I feel real hopeful today, which I'm glad about, because some days I don't feel so hopeful that the American people aren't weakening and we're not standing up and doing what we need to be doing. But I was reading something this morning about at LSU, Louisiana State University, some of the kids on campus actually chased an American flag burner off campus, and they said, go to hell, hippie. So, you know, that gave me hope. I thought, oh, maybe some of the kids have gotten past this whole commie indoctrination that's been happening to them throughout their entire educational life, and maybe they're starting to blur the fog of how wonderful collectivism really isn't. Maybe that fog is lifting, and some of these kids are actually waking up, so that gives me hope. Now, if we could just get more of these kids to have the fog of communism lifted and have more of them wake up and chase more of these anti-American people off the college campuses, that would be a wonderful thing. But I think we need to chase these anti-American people out of the kindergartens, too. And I think we need to chase them out of all of elementary school and all of junior high school and all of high school. Because, see, these kids who are in college, well, they started out in kindergarten and pre-K, and a lot of the stuff that their wonderful teachers are teaching them is all about how to hate themselves and hate their country. So, you know what? I'm hoping that enough people will wake up here in this country, and they'll feel hopeful, too, when they read about these Louisiana college kids who were smart enough to chase that flag burner off their campus. And I'm hoping that they'll start to take a real close look at what's going on right in their backyard, in their neighborhood, with their local schools. Because I can guarantee you the commies are hard at work in their local schools, our illustrious school teachers who are indoctrinating your kids. Guaranteed it's happening. All you got to do is look around a little bit. In fact, here's a perfect thing. How about, you know, you're trying to instill values in your children, and then they come home and they have this whole opposite ideology going on when they come home from school. Now, what do you think is happening to these kids while they're in school for, what, 6-7 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months a year? Why do you think your kids are so anti-everything that you try to teach them? Hey, here's a hint. School teachers, curriculum, the curriculum is being designed to make little slaves out of your kid, little good commies. So you really need to take a look. There's a big factor that's entered into the life of your child, and it's called our educational system in this country. And that's actually how they're succeeding at getting as far as they are, these commies who are intent on overthrowing our government, destroying our way of life, and instilling a life of shared misery, because it certainly isn't going to be a life of shared prosperity. That I can guarantee you. And for those of you who were listening to my guest who I had on yesterday, who hails from the USSR and knows all about how wonderful communism really isn't, then I suggest you buy his book, actually, Shakedown Socialism was the name of his book that he had written, and I didn't mention that, but you can buy his book off his website. So go to shakedownsocialism.com. Read about what life is really like under the wonderful illusion of collectivism via communism, because it really is a miserable existence. It's not fun at all. So, anyway, listen, I have another great guest lined up today, and I'm going to be bringing him on after the first break. And I want to give you some contact information. Call in number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need sponsors. I need advertisers. So if you want to advertise on a show that redistributes the truth, because listen, the truth is what's going to set you free here in this country. It isn't the lies that you're hearing, it's the truth. That's the only thing that's going to set you free in this country. Then you need to help make that happen. Call me up. Get in touch with me via my website. There's a contact button on there. Contact me, and I will hook you up with the people at the station that can make that happen. So please do that. And go to my website anyway. There's a ton of great info on there. There will be a podcast of this show today up there tonight, and links are already up there for my guest who I'm bringing on. And 877-254-7524 is the number to call. So listen, I'm a redistributor of the truth, and so if you want to make sure that the truth continues to be redistributed, then you need to get in contact with me, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest who I'm bringing on today. His name is James Simpson. He is an economist, and he also worked for the Office of Management and Budget, and he also writes for American Thinker, The Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, Front Page, Examiner. And he has a blog entitled Truth and Consequences. And isn't that a catchy kind of name for a blog? I certainly think so. But he's a very talented writer, a real sharp guy. I think you're going to enjoy what he has to say. And we're going to talk about a couple of the different articles, exposés that he's written. And one of them was about the Cloward and Piven strategy, and another one was on Agenda 21. So he's done copious amounts of research. Should be a very interesting conversation. And truthandconsequences.com is his website. If you want to take a look, and you can go to those other publications as well. James Simpson is his name. Google him, and you will find all kinds of information on this guy. And you really need to do that, because you want to read very well-researched articles. Then you need to read what James is writing about, because he's right on the money with this stuff. So, listen, 877-254-7524 is the number. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Jim.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into the show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Shoot an email my way. Give me your unsolicited opinion. I love to hear from you, so please do that. Now, I'm joined today by James Simpson, and he is a great writer, writes for several different publications. His website is Truth and Consequences. It's truthandcons.blogspot.com. So go there, check it out. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Maggie. How you doing? Good to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you could join me. You know, I have to tell you, Jim, I love to read. I read incessantly. And you are so talented when it comes to putting the words together in a sentence and clearly spelling out what it is that's going on. And I really hope a lot of people, after they hear the show today, Jim, go to your website and go to these different websites that you write for and read some of your articles, because you can really connect the dots, and I think that's what people need. They need to have somebody out there who can connect the dots. I wanted to talk about
you, Maggie. That's music to my ears. Flattery will get you everywhere.
But
let me tell you, I would prefer, if your listeners are going to go and read something of mine, they should go to crisisnow.net.
Crisisnow.net.
It's
okay.
Very easy to remember. They don't have to remember my horribly long blog address. And crisisnow.net is just a portal, and it will take them to my Examiner website, where I have compiled a long list of some of my best articles, particularly the ones on the Cloward-Piven strategy, and some others on vote fraud, which is a very important topic people need to be aware of, because the Democrats are going to engage in systematic vote fraud nationwide in 2012, like they have in the past so many election cycles, but even more so this time, because this time they are going for the whole enchilada.
Yeah, this is a deal breaker.
Yeah,
Jim, let's start off talking about the Cloward and Piven strategy series of articles that you'd written. Who are Cloward and Piven, and what is their strategy? What does that mean?
Well, Cloward is no longer with us, gratefully. God rest his horrible soul. He died in 2001. Richard Cloward, lifelong socialist, sociology professor at Columbia University. Francis Fox Piven, lifelong socialist, sociology professor, formerly at Columbia, now at, I think, NYU, or last, if she's not retired, she may be retired, but she's still out there making noise and hasn't changed a bit, even though she now has taken on the patina of the nice, kindly, elderly grandmother type, but she's as vicious and as anti-American and as vicious as she ever was. The two of them are socialists, and like all socialists, they want socialism. That's all they want everywhere and always, no matter what they say, whether they want to save the environment, whether they want to promote civil rights, whether they want to improve education, save the poor. Doesn't matter. What they all want is socialism. That's what they want everywhere and always. And the biggest roadblock to socialism is the United States of America. So in order to get the socialism they want, the United States of America has to be completely, utterly, undermined. Its institutions have to be destroyed. Its culture has to be destroyed. Its government has to be destroyed. And in the ashes of this wreckage, a new socialist society can be imposed by the socialists. So that's their goal everywhere and always. Now, what they, how they achieve that is through various destruction strategies. And Cloward and Piven developed a particularly effective and particularly vicious one. And it was nicknamed the crisis strategy. And what they did was they're very good sociologists. They knew the numbers, they knew the issues. And in the 60s, they observed that, you know, there were millions of people who were eligible for all kinds of welfare benefits but weren't getting them, either because they didn't know how to get them or they were just couldn't be bothered.
Okay.
And so they said, why don't we, they said, here's what we need to do. We need to jam the welfare rolls with people and make sure they get every single entitlement that they're entitled to, the maximum benefits, you know, whether it's housing, whether it's food stamps, whether it's income supports, no matter what, get them the maximum amount of benefits they can get. And if we can manage to do that, there are so many people that qualify that the government won't possibly be able to afford it. The government will collapse, and that will lead to widespread unrest, violence in the streets, revolts, basically revolution. They were looking for a Watts-style riot.
Okay, so their strategy, was that used in New York City? Is that what happened?
And what they did was they created something, the National Welfare Rights Organization.
Okay.
And Richard Cloward was instrumental in helping a black radical by the name of George Wiley in creating this National Welfare Rights Organization. And within about a year, they had hundreds of offices all over the country, and they began storming welfare offices around the country with black radical street activists and demanding, you know, their rights for whatever. Now, in New York City, they were particularly successful. They were not as successful overall as they had hoped, because they underestimated the resilience of the American economy, the power of the American government, and maybe the laziness of the people they were pushing. I don't really know. But they were successful in New York City, and they brought it to the brink of bankruptcy in 1975.
Okay, okay.
And so they started with welfare, and they began to realize that the welfare just was not going to be enough. Oh, and their pretext, by the way, was a national minimum income, and they never really specified what that amount should be, but my calculations, I estimated probably about twice of what the poverty level income is. But it doesn't really matter, because it wouldn't have solved the problem, so they would have turned around and agitated for still more.
Okay.
Because ultimately, their goal is, was, always has been, socialism, which requires a complete control and complete ownership of all wealth in the country. So created ACORN.
Okay.
So they
manufacture crises where crises don't exist.
Exactly.
They make them
exactly.
up and make it look like
exactly.
there's an actual crisis when there is
sorry,
no crisis.
I didn't explain that.
Because
yes.
the goal is
the
to drive
idea
this
was
country.
To create a crisis, and the crisis would lead to revolt. It would lead to protest. It would lead to a systemic political crisis that would require some kind of immediate remedy, and their remedy would be a wholesale redistribution of income.
Okay. Now let's talk, Jim, let's talk about how Barack Obama fits in with the strategy of the manufactured crisis.
Well, I'll get into that. Because the National Welfare Rights, George Wiley died in 1974. A National Welfare Rights organization died with him. Wade Rathke, who was a National Welfare Rights organizer, saw the value in that model, but he thought it needed to be expanded. So he helped create, or he created, ACORN,
okay.
The Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. And ACORN expanded the crisis strategy to apply it not merely to welfare benefits, but also to voting rights, to housing, and a little bit later to illegal immigration.
Okay.
And all of them, and you know what's happened in the housing market. We've been overwhelmed with demands for 100% mortgage, no document mortgages, and the result in 2008 was a systemic failure in our housing market, which led to a financial crisis. That was originally, that was the Cloward-Piven strategy, was the wellspring of that ultimate event. And it was started in the 70s. ACORN and other groups pushed for the Community Reinvestment Act, which Jimmy Carter passed, which required banks to make risky loans. And then that was gradually, that bill was gradually strengthened. Bill Clinton and his Justice Department actually threatened banks that didn't engage in widespread subprime mortgage lending. He actually forced them to do it, and so we got into the mess we are now, largely in the 90s. But the genesis was the Community Reinvestment Act passed by Jimmy Carter. But ACORN has pushed that throughout the 80s and the 90s and into the aughts. And ACORN,
well, one of the things, Jim, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to listen to my show, but one of the things that I always stress here is that the race card is played all the time to help advance this agenda. As the race card was played because they claimed that banks were what they called redlining areas, and in those areas they wouldn't provide loans, and they claimed it was because of the race of the individual who was applying for the loan, when in reality what it was is because the people who were applying for the loans weren't a good credit risk for reason. It had to do with the credit. Not the color of their skin.
Let me add something to that, because I was actually, when I was waiting to come on, I was commenting on a post by Judson Phillips at Tea Party Nation, where he had just written about the fact that the Obama administration is now pushing for subprime mortgage loans again and going after banks who are not engaging in subprime lending. It's insane. But most people overlook one very important fact, and this is the kind of thing that the left does all the time. It finds an issue like this and blames the greedy capitalists for creating some kind of inequity, and usually some kind of race-based inequity, right?
Right.
And in this case, they claimed that banks were engaging in something called redlining, where they would mark a red line on a map around an entire geographic area that was essentially a no-go zone for bank lending. And those were always low-income inner-city areas because they were reliably poor credit risks. But what nobody realizes, and this I didn't even think about it until, you know, I'm an economist. I said to myself, wait a minute, if I was a banker and somebody living in Harlem came to me and he was running a thriving business, he had good credit, he obviously could pay back the loan, why would I turn that down?
Yeah, exactly.
As a businessman, I'd be a fool. I would not do that. So that made me think, wait a minute, something's going wrong here. And sure enough, redlining was not something banks did voluntarily on their own. Redlining was something banks were required to do by the FHA.
Jim, hold that thought because we have to go to break. Hang on. That thought, Jim. We're going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. My website, if you'd like to get in contact with me, is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest's website is crisisnow.net, crisisnow.net. And boy, that's an apropos name because we certainly are in a crisis state, that's for sure. Jim Simpson is my guest today. He is an economist, has worked for the Office of Management and Budget, writes for various publications, including American Thinker, Washington Times, World Net Daily, Front Page, Examiner, Breitbart, Big Government. He is a great writer. Check out his articles. You really need to read them. He is quite capable of connecting the dots, which a lot of people aren't able to do. So, Jim, when we left off, when we went to break, you were talking about redlining. So let's touch on that a little bit more, and then let's move on with the different parts to your article entitled The Coward Pivot Strategy.
Sure. Sorry, I kind of got carried away. But the point is redlining was required by government loan insurers. The FHA created that requirement for any bank that was going to have their loan insured. FHA, and that was an FDR administration creation. And so the federal government imposed redlining on banks. Banks, just like any business, would not normally write off an entire area just because some of the people living in that area might be bad credit risks. They base their business on an assessment of risk, and if somebody comes in who's a good risk, they'll loan him money, and that's the way it should be. But when the minute the federal government gets involved, all these adverse economic incentives are usually imposed because the government just can't keep its hands off. And in this case, the government didn't want to have to worry about their FHA secured guaranteed loans being paid off. They didn't want to be on the hook. So they just automatically, without having to bother with looking at individual loans, just wrote off entire sections. And that was the Democrat Party under FDR, the Liberal Democrat Party. For all you liberals out there listening, the Liberal Democrat Party under FDR engaged in institutional systemic racism.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the little finer points of this that most people are not aware of, Jim, that because the Democrats have been successful at painting themselves the party of the little people, and they're for the poor people, and all the Republicans are is for big government, although I have to say at this point in time, it's about right and wrong. It isn't about GOP or Democrats, because both have been in power over time, and we are where we are today because of both of those groups. But most people don't have any idea that this whole redlining.
I would argue it this way. With the Democrat Party, the corruption is systemic. It's institutionalized. It's part of their game plan. It's part of their goal. With Republicans, Republican Party is a big tent party. It's a tolerant party. They let people with all kinds of varying opinions into it. Some people, I think, don't belong in the Republican Party, like Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins of Maine and a few others. But be that as it may, the Republican Party represents a wide swath of opinion, and a lot of those people get caught up in the Democrats' propaganda, and a lot of them, I don't know a lot of them, but some of them at least, get caught up in the plebeian corruption that's available to any and all of them if they want to take advantage of it once they get to D.C. So on the Republican Party side, it's a much more individual thing. The Democrats, it's systemic.
Well, all I can say, Jim, because I'm not a fan of either party, because if there was a difference, we wouldn't be where we are today. They just approach it from different angles. But the globalist movement that we are being pushed towards is being promoted by both sides. So there's a difference between right and wrong. And there's a difference between
sure.
a liberal ideology and a conservative ideology, but
no,
none of that
right
exists today.
It's
what exists today
right
is a globalist
right
agenda,
and
that's what we need to be focusing on. Let's move on in here. Let's talk about the one part in the Cloward Piven strategy called Conspiracy of the Lemmings. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the left wants to destroy the United States. They want to impose socialism here. Now, they've managed to do it in most other places, and we've seen the inescapable results of socialism. It's economic disaster in the best of cases. Usually it's accompanied by oppressive government, mass murdering government in the case of communist governments, and it never, ever is a net benefit to its people. But the most important thing when I called it Conspiracy of the Lemmings is to recognize that to destroy the United States as the left wants to, and to take it over and turn it into a socialist country or communist country as Obama wants to, is killing the goose that laid the golden egg. The United States produces about 25% of the world's GDP. And the left likes to ballyhoo that figure and say that we are taking 25% of the world's GDP and we're world's resources while we are only 5% of the world's population. But they don't look at the other side of that. The other side of that is that we are providing 25% of the world's business to the world. And without that, the entire world economy will collapse. And we have the Great Depression as an object lesson. When we, during the Great Depression, our GDP fell by about 25%.
Okay.
That created a 30% reduction in industrial production throughout the entire rest of the world. So that local, our domestic Great Depression resulted in an even larger depression throughout the entire world, and the consequence of that was World War II. It was worldwide depression followed by World War II.
Well, the whole leftist
economic redistribution that the Democrats are talking, first of all, socialism will destroy that engine of growth. We will no longer be producing 25% of the world's GDP because our economy will be a wreck. They think that we need to redistribute that 25% to the rest of the world. They don't understand that the world isn't losing anything, that we are all gaining by that economic activity. But that's an entire, that's a whole other argument. The fact of the matter is that our economy will collapse, the rest of the world's economy will collapse. And when you talk about reducing us from producing 25% of the world's GDP to the 5% equivalent
Jim,
to our
hold
population.
Hold on to that thought because we have to go to break. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in a couple minutes, so hang in there.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And listen, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors, so if you like the redistribution of the truth as I do and as my guests do, then I suggest you get in contact with me. There's a contact button on my website, and I can make that happen. Listen, you need to support the advertisers who advertise on this radio show, because that is what keeps the redistribution of the truth happening. So please get in touch with the advertisers who advertise on this radio station. That's so critical that you do that and support them, because they support free speech. So my guest today is Jim Simpson, and when we went to break, Jim, you were talking about how the left wants to redistribute the wealth and our productivity out of our country into the rest of the world, because they think that'll be fair, and in reality what it'll end up with is a collapsed world economy.
That's exactly right. And I got a little bit convoluted there in the argument. Yeah, but that's basically it. They want us to be consuming about an amount equivalent to our percent of world population. So if we're 5% of the world population, we should be producing a GDP of 5%, using 5% of the world's resources. That means an 80% contraction in our economic activity. If that's what they want to achieve, that's what's going to happen. 80% reduction in our economic activity. As I said, during the Great Depression, our economic activity went down by 25%, and we had worldwide depression and World War II. Think about what happens if our economy contracts by 80%. China's economic miracle vanishes. India's economic miracle vanishes. All of the assistance we provide to countries all over the world vanishes. And it's a calamity of biblical proportions. And that's why I call it conspiracy of the lemmings, because these people would like to see us destroyed, but in the process, they will destroy the entire world and very likely themselves in the process.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because, you know, these people aren't stupid by definition. You know, they're book smart. I think they lack a lot of common sense, but that's another story entirely. But it doesn't make sense to me, Jim, that they are very self-destructive, though they don't seem to see that, and they don't seem to get that history repeats itself, and you can try certain things over and over again. It doesn't mean that this time the result is going to be different. And I really don't get it. It makes no sense to me, because they really are on a path to self-destruction.
Well, I think there's two things. I think there's two elements about it. One is, you can't underestimate the power of pride. You just cannot underestimate the power of pride. Most liberals run on pride. That is where they get all of their self-esteem, from believing the things they believe. And you take that away from them, and they really don't have too much. They don't produce anything of value, so they have to rely on their fanciful fantasies of saving the world in order to feel good about themselves. So that's a very difficult nut to crack. And the people that do come around are few and far between, but we know that when they do, they realize the great sin that they have committed. And it's a real epiphany. Whitaker Chambers is a perfect example. But there are others, and they become very hardcore activists for conservatism, because they see the truth. But it's very difficult to burn through pride. We all have a lot of it, and I think they are, with liberals and leftists, it's to the point where it's poison.
Well, isn't, what is it, pride cometh before the fall? Is that that old adage? I think it is, isn't it?
Yep. And then there's the second element, and that is self-interest. Most of these people, as I say, they don't have anything to offer. They're in the movement. Most of the movement leftists have found themselves in, been able to make themselves a cushy living, living off foundation money and government grants and tax subsidies.
Yeah, taxpayer-funded lifestyle is what they're living
exactly
off of, and I'm glad you brought that up,
Jimmy. They have a very big vested interest in maintaining that, and I'll take it one step further and say that the core of the international communist movement, not the true believers, but the people at the center of the international communist movement, are actually nothing more than highly organized thugs. It's nothing more than a very highly organized mafia that uses the true believers to convince the world of the goodness of their cause, when in fact their cause is nothing more than the same kind of parochial, plebeian theft that we've seen since the dawn of time, when somebody who's a little sneakier and a little bit meaner, a little bit more powerful and a little bit more ruthless decides to just beat up on his neighbor, take his money and his wife. I mean, it's really nothing more than that. And every communist government in the United in the entire world proves that point beyond a shadow of a doubt. They're all live like kings on the backs of everybody else. They're just nothing but parasites.
Well, one of the statements you wrote in this article was, to the Soviets, peace means all their enemies, real or imagined, are destroyed. And I thought that was a very interesting line, Jim.
Well, that's true. That's the Soviet doctrine tells you that. When I first started studying these issues, I had my epiphany about all this in 1987, and I had been studying up to that point, and I continued more afterwards. But I studied the Soviet Union, Soviet doctrine fairly extensively. One of the things they say, this is how they play with words. The Soviets believe in world peace. They absolutely, wholeheartedly will tell you, we believe in world peace. There's nothing we want more than world peace. And
that,
but Jim, then what they won't tell you is,
hold on to that thought, Jim, because we're going to break. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Get in contact with me. Shoot an email my way. Contact me if you'd like to advertise or sponsor this radio show where redistribution of the truth takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Listen, Jim, I have about 2 minutes left, so if you could wrap up what you were saying about how the Soviets claim they truly believe in world peace, which is really a laughable thing, but if you could wrap that up, I'd appreciate that.
But that's the thing. The entire leftist enterprise it has advanced by the use of semantics, and they play so many games with words, you can't even catalog it all. But this one is very plain. The Soviets, the communists, define peace specifically as that moment when all enemies of communism have been completely and utterly defeated. Then and only then will we be able to have peace, because all of our enemies have been destroyed and we can rest back in our socialist utopia and not worry about it again. The world will be at peace. And so all of these hardcore leftists can go out in the street being as obnoxious and violent and revolting as they could possibly be, and they are all just seekers of world peace.
You know, I go back, I talk about history all the time on this show and how it repeats itself. And, of course, we never learn from it. I don't know what's the matter with human beings. Maybe there's something in our DNA, Jim, that prevents us from recognizing that history repeats itself. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to make the same mistake over and over and over again. And yet we continue to do that, expecting different results. It's like the Yalkie who keeps drinking, thinking this time it'll be different, and it never is.
Yeah. Well, as an economist, I have kind of a different take on it. A lot of that is, there's even an economic term for it. It's called rational ignorance.
People, yeah, there you go.
Basically, the basic explanation is that people have too much to do. You know, we've got to live our lives. We've got to raise kids. We've got to work our job. We don't have time to be involved and really get to fully understand all these things. And without doing so, we feel inadequate and unwilling to listen to somebody who comes along with a dire prediction about something, because we don't want to invest a lot of time and effort in something we're not sure is correct.
Well, listen, Jim, on that note, I hate to end the show, but we're at the top of the hour. I need to do that. James Simpson, crisisnow.net is his website. Listen, people, if you want to read some really good articles, I suggest you go to Jim Simpson's website, crisisnow.net. James, thanks for coming on my show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me, Meg. See you.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, you know, I'm telling you, I have some great guests, really sharp people on this show. Please go to their websites, check them out, and go to my website as well, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I've got a lot of great information on there. This podcast will be up tonight. Links to Jim's websites are on my website now under the podcast tab. So please take a look at that. Take a look at the other tabs that are on there. There's one especially that I'm very interested in that you take a look at, and that is the one entitled Dark Future, UN Agenda 21. And Jim actually wrote a great expose on that, but we didn't get time to talk about that today. But maybe I'll have Jim on in the future, and we can go over his UN Agenda 21 expose, because that is what I typically have people talk about. But guess what? All of the stuff we're talking about is all part of this end game plan anyway. Listen, everybody, better days are coming. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. You need to keep your chin up. There's people like James Simpson in the world who are fighting for me and you. Hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. Chin up, everybody. Sunday noon, Eastern Time.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you